occasion, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
And I'm Jersey Mike, out in the boondocks of Colonial Williamsburg / in the woods. But how do you want to say we are not colonialized yet, but we do have some type of civilization. That's exactly where I'm at. So it's one of those nights that the moon is not full, but the stars are out, and you wanted to do one of these off-the-wall fly, like we love to potluck stew podcast. Let's just throw it together.
And just see where we go. But we are going to, because I've been so busy, but it's okay. Things will get back on track. It's just a good way to, I don't know. I have nothing to say about it.
A good way to let the creative juices just unwind, unflow on a Saturday night when you really got nothing else to do except just hang out and talk and be a nerd. That's what we do best.
That's what we're going to do best, and that's what we're doing best, is being nerds and just nerding out and relaxing. So let's get started. We're going to kind of cram. We're doing this like we do during the holidays, but I guess it's kind of like a holiday, you know, because we're just going to put Madonna, Springsteen, Monkees all in this together. We got a Mabel's Archives Doomsday Vault update we'll share in there as well. So take your pick. What do you want first, Madonna or Springsteen?
Got to go with the lady, the queen of them all, Madonna.
How did I know that? So I picked out a song here. This is a song called, actually it's an unreleased song, from the American Life album from 2003. This is a song called Set the Right. It's pretty good. Here we go.
All right.
I have read somewhere in a book that you can change your destiny. If you work enough, you can change your luck. Tell me where I have to be so I can find this liberty. Don't push me to the left, don't push me to the right. I don't wanna have to fight, 'cause I know that justice is coming right. Gather up your hopes, gather up your dreams. Just to stay alive is harder than it seems. I lay awake at night, wondering what to do. Then this thought, it came to me, we're all chained to the red and blue. Ship goes down, no one's gonna come for me. Soldiers, they take arms and ready for the slaughter. God forgive us all our sins, we were once your sons and daughters. Don't push me to the left, don't push me to the right. I don't wanna have to fight, 'cause I know that justice is coming right. Don't push me to the left, don't push me to the right. Just push me straight ahead, and you'll find that justice is coming right.
Now, is that like a nerd theme song or what? I mean, it's got, you know, don't push me to the left, don't push me to the right. Just let me stay my goals and just keep going, because that's what my motivation is, because I'm a nerd.
That's exactly what a nerd feels like. And if your ship goes down, nobody's going to come. And it's kind of like if you zoom off to outer space, nobody's going to come. Just let me do my own thing. I'm a nerd by day, a nerd by night. I love that song. That is just like, oh, that is just really, that just is like, wow. Yeah, just blows your mind.
That song came across my desktop, and I was just like, that's it. That's the one we're going to use, because that's just got nerd. That's a good song. That's a theme song, practically.
Yeah, for life. Hey, I didn't make it big. I didn't make it small. I just want to get out and just, you know, just live it all. Just live. That's it. Wow, that is really, really just relaxing, that song.
Yeah, and
that's like just soothing.
That's an unreleased song from the American Life album, 2003. Why, we don't know. Wow. It's good. She's still
don't know, but thank you for coming across it, Senior. We needed that.
So, have you heard about how they're having the World Series and they've had record temperatures in Southern California?
Yeah, they were talking about this on the station, the 60s, on the Sirius radio. I listened to it in the car with my parents.
Yeah.
And they said that it was unbelievable that if you're driving from California to Houston, it's just like 103 down to like 90, where it's usually hotter in Houston than it is in California. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm used to, I mean, I remember that when I first moved to Vegas here, the temperatures, because I was doing some, a haunted house I was doing at the time, and the nighttime, when you go home, going home at 2 a.m., it was like 24 degrees out. It was ridiculous.
Wow. That is just like California, something that's odd and bizarre, and just don't know why it does, and it just happens.
Just happens. So, for that brings us to the Springsteen rarity or uniquity. I decided, I pulled up them doing Live from Philadelphia 2016, Martha Reeve and the Vandellas cover of Heat Wave.
Nice for California. LA.
One, two, three, four. I'm
Springsteen heat wave for California.
Can I tell you something? I think we're having a little bit of a heat wave out here. We've been averaging some 80s in Virginia, some 70s. Like right now, I could have shorts on and just a sweatshirt on, just walk around at night. It's been a beautiful fall so far.
It was 84 here today. It's like between the 80s and the 90s every day, no matter what here.
See, I missed a good run there, but I had family celebration time I had to come back for, not the holidays before, so I miss it, but I don't miss it, because when I come back, it'll be in the 70s, little 80s, so it's a good mixture, but 103 senior nerdling, 102, 101, this time of year, that's a little bizarre, don't you think?
Yeah, one of the World Series games, it was 103 on the field, can you believe that?
No, I can't, because I didn't watch it, because I fall asleep very early here, but I heard, actually my dad was telling me, they said it was like walking into an oven with the winds whipping and stuff. It's supposed to be cool, and they're like sweating, you know, and it's like, they feel like, you know, heat, what do you call it, dehydration from the heat, like beyond the heat wave, like an inferno.
Heat wave inferno, yep. I mean, eventually I want
to play baseball.
You know,
the
good thing is our delayed trip to go to the Hollywood sign is going to be good weather when we do go eventually. It'll be a hell of a lot cooler.
Yeah, it'll be worth it because of the fires now in California, the heat wave. Oh my gosh, whatever else. I heard that, what was it, an earthquake or something? I don't even know anymore. There's so many crazy stuff going on. So I think we're going to hit like the sweet nectar spot for our going there. It'll be perfect time to climb and a perfect time to unwind.
Yep, you need about a good 70 degree mark for hiking, a good 5 mile hike. So, shall we do the Mabel update?
Oh, I cannot wait to hear the Mabel Doomsday Vault update. What has Mabel craved or carved up, or, as in the spirit of our time of year festivity, what hasn't she electrified?
Well, let's hit her theme song.
She's as popular as a gal can be, a household name in every family. But the one she wants so bad ain't the guy who yells like man. Hey, Mabel, wait for me.
Wait, Gabriel.
Hey, I think I see her coming now. Huh? Say, there's class and how. Hey, Mabel. Hey, wait for me.
And I am something tofu, no brain, or something fried the brain tofu. I don't know. I don't know, Mabel. I don't know. Maybe you squashed me, scrambled egg me, tofu'd me. I don't know anymore. Just call me scrambled nuts. It's good enough.
Scrambled nuts. That'll work. Well, I'm actually turning the tables a little bit. I'm turning it on to my dad. A story about it. It's kind of a story of my mom and my dad. And it's a little story about something called Simpleton's Farm.
Okay, nothing like Pepperidge Farm, huh?
This is far from Pepperidge Farm. This is actually an article my dad wrote for a writing class that he was doing, because he wanted to document the story about this character who's been dubbed Simpleton in our storyline. And so
okay.
I got it here in front of me. I'm just going to read it. You're going to find it pretty funny. It's pretty good. Shall I just start into it?
Just dive into it.
My dad labeled it and called it The Difficult Way of Life. It was December. So this is my dad writing. I'm reading, okay? It was December 1990. The contracts had been signed and started the housing development we were building on our property. The loggers, the earth movers, would be moving it soon to sculpture the land into public utilities, sidewalk, and streets. Our immediate job was to clear the land and the possessions, including the removal of the remaining fences. That's the same fence that my mom moved to get the water pump. Okay? Just classifying that. Reasoning that it would be easier to sell some of the articles and let someone else provide the necessary labor. A classified advertisement was placed in the newspaper offering several hundred feet of field fencing and other miscellaneous items. Almost immediately, we received a call and arranged for them to be picked up the next day. I explained to the caller that I had a severe cold and a constant headache, and I would be unable to help with the necessary work. He agreed and said that he would be able to do it by himself. The next day, a middle-aged man arrives with a small car and trailer. He was a small, thin man, dressed in mostly wool clothing and drab colors. The brightest article he wore was heavy mittens green, stocking cap, which must have been 24 inches long, and the tip of which was adorned with a small tassel which reached almost to his waistline. He spoke in simple terms with broken English. When questioned, he claimed to be from northeastern Europe. The temperature was almost freezing, my sinuses were plugged, and my headache was pounding. I showed him where they were located and retreated to the warmth of the house. 15 minutes later, we were with more and warmer clothing on. I went out to see how he was doing. As I approached, I was astounded to watch his lack of efficiency. He was actually trying to roll the wire underneath instead of on top. You know how when you roll the wire, you roll like a snowball forward, you know?
Gotcha.
He was trying to roll a snowball from the bottom end, okay?
Oh my gosh.
He was actually trying to roll the wire underneath instead of on top. He hustled back and forth, trying to keep the roll small and intact. His winter cap now draping around his neck as his forehead produced beads of perspiration. With every little bit of distance that was added to the roll, it became less controllable, heavier, grew larger in diameter, and more difficult to push underneath. I said to him, "Don't you think it might be easier to turn it over and roll it on top?" He contemplated that possibility for a surprising long time and then replied, "That might be right." I helped him flip it over in the already rolled portion and the entire remaining length. I'm not sure he really realized the change in efficiency as the roll was completed in just a few minutes. Then I watched as he prepared to move this 100-pound roll of wire over a slight rise to his trailer 200 feet away. I then again was amazed by his methods. He picked up one end of the heavy package and flipped it end over end. He was now working with the green cap in his hand while continuing to try to keep it from snagging on the wire. Again, I intervene and suggest, perhaps it might be better if you were just to turn it sideways and roll it across the ground. After a lengthy reflection, his head nodded to an agreement as he replied, that might be right. I again left him alone to gather the remaining items and load his trailer. When I returned, the miscellaneous items filled the front of his trailer and most of the rolls of wire filled the rear. As he attempted to put the last two rolls in, one of the other rolls always fell off or was falling out. I watched him do this a couple of times as his infectious cap dangling from his rear pocket. And he displayed no indication of an attempt to resolve the problem. I told him, "It might work better if you close the tailgate." He seemed reluctant to deviate from his standard mode of operation. Yet he finally murmured, "That might be right." The tailgate was closed and he quickly tossed the cap onto the car seat and departed with his treasures. In the springtime, we decided to sell a small rototiller we no longer needed. Again, an ad was placed in the newspaper. We were quite surprised when we received a call from the same man. This is 6 months later now.
Oh, my God.
We received a call from the same man, and then he came to look at the rototiller. I showed him the excellent condition of the machine and explained the location and use of the controls. I indicated that he should go ahead and pull the rope to start it up and see how nicely it runs. He was quite startled by his method of pulling the rope. He placed his He placed his foot on the tine to stabilize the machine as I had showed him. He then grasped the rope and handle firmly and gave it an extremely slow pull. It completely extended, took several seconds. Then he appeared dumbfounded that the engine wasn't running. I thought everyone knew how to start a small engine, but this man had no one had shown me before how little he knew. our, perhaps our past experience together had taught me what routine would happen next. Perhaps you need to pull the rope a little faster, I suggested. As predicted, he again recited, that might be right. The rope was pulled again a bit faster, but not near fast enough. I thought, how many times are you going to have to do this? I said, you must pull it faster, faster, and harder. He looked at me quizzically as if to fully understand the permission he was receiving. He then jerked on the starter rope, hard and fast, as we know it must be pulled. The engine roared to life as a soft smile of accomplishment came across his face. He tilled several feet of earth to ensure that it would really work for him. With an attitude of great achievement in coercing this piece of machinery to labor for him, we quickly closed the transaction. Being a bit curious about this man before he left, I asked how he was going to use his purchased item. He unexpectedly replied, "My wife and I operate a farming co-op. We have about 40 families who are subscribing. Together, we are growing this on the farm on Sovey Island near Portland, Oregon. And we share the produce. Here's my card." As I looked at his card, it was all I could do to stifle the laughter exploding within me. The card read, "Simpleton's Farm. We'll teach you the simple ways of life."
Oh my gosh.
Simpleton,
wow.
Simpleton, as he has since referred to him, came into our life one more time when our development partners was disposing of a bathtub watering through from his property. Mabel noticed him flipping the bathtubs end over end toward his trailer at the bottom of the hill. She went over and suggested to him that he roll the bathtubs, which he did, but only after giving an unexpected response. That might be right. Mabel watched him load the four heavy cast iron bathtubs onto a tiny flatbed trailer and drive away at 5 miles per hour after discovering the trailer had a flat tire.
Oh my gosh.
And that's,
there is the simpleton. Oh my god.
Oh, I mean, I remember that first time he came in the fall, but I wasn't out. I was somewhere else or something. And oh geez, Simpleton's Farm. That's, I imagine they're probably still there on Sovey Island to this day.
Wow, imagine that. I wonder what they're getting now.
I would be afraid to decipher. So
yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, what has Simpleton concocted that's so simple but yet so complex to have such a easy thing but yet such a hard process to get it? Amazing.
You might be right. So that's our Mabel update, a story my dad wrote a long time ago from the Mabel's Doomsday Vault and Archives.
Oh boy, is that popular, and the gal can be.
Did you say popular?
I did.
Is he popular with me?
Why, even sailor boys feel gay as they shout, "Angles away!"
Hey, Mabel, away from me!
And that's been your update.
Oh my gosh, the simpleton of Mabel's Vault Archive hidden. Oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
Oh, I still love that story. I'm glad my dad wrote that to document that routine.
Oh yeah, you're not kidding. Wow.
So, shall we do some monkeys? Monkeys, unique.
Yes.
I pulled
Which
out
Which one
here.
Did you come up with?
I came up with something that is not a DJ Davy Jones, but this is a monkeys and Beatles mashup.
Nice. How did you come across the Beatles / Monkeys? That's pretty unique.
There's a few out there. You just gotta know which rock to overturn. You gotta know which shelf to look on down in the archives. And there it is. It's just waiting for you. And actually, I was wrong. This is a DJ Davy Jones mashup. So this is the Monkeys song, "You Just May Be the One," and then the Beatles, "Someone." Here we go.
If I needed someone to just may be the one.
I could come some other day then. It might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love.
Damn, that blends so well. I like that one a lot.
That's like a Maxwell House cup of coffee that's percolated so good. It's like dark roast. You just needed it in the morning. That was just like poetry to the taste buds, or to this case, the earlobes.
Earlobes are perfect. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had more. I wish I could do, for a podcast, a Beatles rarity once a week. You know, I think that would be a fun podcast to do, but have not had the time. We got to get back to Madonna and Springsteen and the Monkees.
Yeah. Totally. Plus, you have Carl Driggs After Dark Memorial coming up down the line. I think a podcast just based on that. So that,
yeah.
All the people we have to interview when we get back to Vegas before Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, a couple of people here and there. I think a lot of stuff coming down the pike in 2018 for us. I really believe it. A lot of good positives.
A lot of good stuff. I mean, it'll work itself out, as everything seems to do, and everything that gets delayed, it always seems to get delayed for a reason.
And it's usually a positive reason, because you're not forcing it in, laying the tracks, you know, getting the beat at the wrong time. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, that all just rolled in together, and it was all groovy.
Yeah, it's something you usually come across. If you try to force that round peg into that square hole, you're going to break it. But for some reason, if you wait a little bit, it's like, how about a round ice cube? You got to wait for it to melt a little bit before it'll fit into that square peg.
Exactly. It's like, who would have thought Sarah Jessica Parker, being a nerd back in the original square peg, they turn out to be, Sex in the City, a bunch of other movies, you know, just like, you never know where things are going to go when you throw that snowball into that round hole, or like you say, a square peg in a blah, blah, blah round hole. Can't force it.
That's it. So this has been our Nerdling Podcast for this episode. Anything else you want to say, Jersey?
Yes, real fast. I am down the block from a place called Ford's Colony, where the mother of the guy who shot Reagan lives. They live right there, and it's like not 1.5 miles away. So the guy who shot Reagan,
Hinckley,
he lives with his mother down the road. Yeah.
Wow.
John Hinckley, right down the road. Isn't that amazing? I mean, 1.5 miles towards Colony. It's like, you know, ritzy little area, gated area, very, you know, heavy homes and stuff. But John Hinckley lives there with his mother. Can you really believe that?
That sounds like some squirrel serendipity happening in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. I never run into him, but you never know. I hear stories still about how, you know, like, he's still got people watching him. Isn't that something?
Yeah, because he's under whatever it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Squirrel serendipity. Amazing.
So this may be our last podcast until you get back, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Sounds good. Everybody have a good evening.